Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and mild evening across Israel, with comfortable temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa, perfect for an evening stroll or relaxing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck Beirut's Dahiya in response to Hezbollah rocket fire at northern Israel. Lebanese media states 2 are dead and 11 wounded. This strike was reportedly coordinated with the U.S. Prime Minister Netanyahu claims Hezbollah is in retreat amid the IDF offensive. Also, Ynet highlights that the IDF targeted Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut. This marks the first strike since the Lebanon ceasefire understandings. Israel notified Washington before hitting empty Hezbollah buildings in Dahiya. Also this hour, Axios notes that Israel's strike on Beirut could provoke a response from Iran, which has already threatened retaliation. Separately, I-24 News reports the tragic death of Master Sergeant Res in a terror attack in central Israel earlier today. And finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency states Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S. House has voted to restrict President Trump's authority to continue the war on Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, shared that earlier today, the Israeli military announced its strike on Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut, resulting in casualties. This was a response to earlier rocket attacks against northern Israel. Gab Draws, an activist, urged on social media to bring back the social cost of Jew hate. Balaz News reports on a technological advancement from China. They approved the world's first commercial brain-computer interface implant, designed to aid paralyzed patients. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's action in Beirut, the Times of Israel reports that this strike is a significant escalation in the conflict. It underscores the tension between Israel and Hezbollah, raising concerns about further retaliation. The implications for regional stability are immense, as both sides seem entrenched. Meanwhile, Ynet provides context on the symbolic nature of these strikes. Targeting Hezbollah headquarters signifies a direct challenge to the group's influence. Israel's coordination with the U.S. indicates diplomatic considerations were at play. This could impact future ceasefire negotiations. Turning to the rejection of the ceasefire deal by Hezbollah, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency highlights the complexities in mediating peace. With the U.S. Congress now limiting the president's military actions, diplomatic dynamics might shift. This rejection could prolong hostilities, affecting civilians on both sides. On the economic front, first, Tech reviews a book on the AI revolution. Nir Kozlovsky, a health tech co-founder, shares insights on how AI is reducing the cost of human knowledge to near zero. Separately, Globes reports Israeli retail chains are now selling cars. Inspired by Osher Ad Supermarket's success with Kia, other retailers are exploring this new market. And finally, a Walla Business report reveals a global workplace disconnect. According to Gallup, 80% of people feel unconnected at work, highlighting a significant challenge for employers. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.